Hi, I'm Don McKenzie. I'm with Australia's Marine National Facility, and I look after the science operations on the ship, which means that I help the scientists get set up to make sure that they can get their objectives achieved.
Brilliant. We're going to go on a bit of a tour of the Southern Surveyor, yeah?
Great.
Where are we going first?
We'll go down past the Master's and Chief Scientist cabin and then down to the mess.
Okay. And down these very steep stairs that you guys literally slide down.
So this deck is where the officers live, and the chief scientist, and for some reason that's the way the seniority is close to the top of the ship, but it's also the part of the ship that rolls and rocks the most and is probably the least comfortable place to live. So it works better for us to be down below. So.
Here's another set of those stairs.
The sliding stairs. Oh, they're so tiny. Down into another little corridor, where it actually smells a little bit more, Don, down here.
Galley smells. I think coleslaw and cabbage can be sort of the start of those things, but this is really the heart of the ship from where people live. If the cooks aren't happy and if the meals aren't good, then the whole thing falls apart pretty badly, whether the science is going well or not. So
seriously?
It's really the heart of the ship. It's where you find out what's happening. Yeah. It's where you find out what has happened and what's going to happen in the future. Yeah. The cooks know everything.
Fantastic. Now, the food doesn't look too bad either, I have to say. You've got cold cuts of meat, fresh salad, some muffins there, fridges stocked full of condiments and mustards and all kinds of lovelies.
The fridges are new. They used to be ordinary fridges with closed doors, and since they put the glass doors on, nobody ever goes past them. It's like a television. People stop and peer into it.
I can see chocolate biscuits as well. I'm wondering why on a ship that goes to sea for up to 28 days at a time are there tinned tuna? Don't you actually fish off the side of the boat?
No, it's a long time since we've done any fishing where you'd be catching proper fish for eatings. And most of the time the scientists have got that and cut it up and put in jars before it can ever get to the mess. So it's very rare that we get fresh fish.
All right, tinned tuna it is then. Okay.
It's a bit of a hazard. There is a gym down below, and you can try and balance those two things up.
Okay.
It's a dry ship. Yeah, no alcohol on board at all, and that's different than some of the other nations. The French and Spaniards, for instance, would never stand for that on board a research vessel, but around the Australian coast, it's much more common there. We'll go and have a look at a couple of the labs now, starting with the fish lab.
Yeah, so we're walking down another corridor with black, strong plastic underfoot, stepping up over the steps and watching the door as we pass into one of the labs, which is full of jars, full of specimens.
Yeah, these critters are all from the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory. Scientists from the museum are going to see on Monday to collect some more samples from a couple of reefs north of Darwin.
So we've got a box jellyfish, which are the evil things that keep us out of the ocean here. What's this one here that looks like a large poo?
I think it's a large poo.
I thought you were going to tell me it was a sea cucumber or something.
It'll be a bechamel sea cucumber here.
Right. So
we'll go down to the operations room.
All right. So that's good, isn't it? I mean, we've been invited on here because you guys are here to share with the public, with just normal folks, what you do here on the boat. We just passed a tour group there.
It's great. We haven't done that maybe 5 or 6 years. Most ports these days are security-controlled ports, and it's very hard to get the public to the ship. We're lucky in Darwin to be able to use the Fort Hill Wharf, so it's really good to deal with. This is the gymnasium, which is yin and yang of the galley upstairs. It's in the middle of the ship and down low, so it's as stable as it gets, really. So very seasick people will often be in here in a beanbag rather than in their cabins.
Right. Okay.
So all of these doors are heavy.
What's your cure for seasickness?
Sitting under a tree.
It's a bit hard when you're at sea.
But that's how it works.
Have you got plants on board for that?
There's a blow-up palm that comes out every now and again, but that's not as effective as a real tree.
How rough can it get?
John Barr was saying today that in a big sea you'll get green water, which is waves, up along those windows at the wheelhouse, which is 16 or 18 metres off the water. So we might go back around to the ops room. I think they'll have finished in there by now.
Okay.
All right. The operations room is, as you can see, absolutely full of screens and computers. It's where every number that's collected around the ship ends up. So this is really where the heart of the science is done, in spite of me saying it was the mess before. So this is really the centre of the ship.
And it is really just a room full of computers and maps and technology so that they can do their scientific research.
The stuff that we use is highly specialised and very expensive. We've got a few minutes to call in upstairs to the wet lab. We'll have a look at the CTD, which is the primary oceanographic tool we use.
Okay, stepping outside. Excuse me.
So this is the CTD, which stands for conductivity, temperature and depth. It's a rosette frame with 24 10-litre Niskin bottles around the outside of it to collect a sample from a specific depth. It's on a cable.
So just a sample of water?
A sample of water, yeah. So the cast to the bottom, say 4,500 metres, will take 4.5 hours on the way back up, and then it's sampled for nutrients, dissolved oxygen, phytoplankton, whatever else the science are looking for.
You have to tell me what phytoplankton is. I don't know how many times somebody has said phytoplankton to me in the last couple of days as we've been preparing for this, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Phytoplankton are the very base of the food chain. They're marine algae and microscopic. So they're the equivalent of the grass and plants on shore. They're eaten by zooplankton, krill, and up the food chain from there.
Up to get to fish. Thank you, Don.
Good, right.
Brilliant.
So the crew that work on here, some have been on here for 18, 19 years, and the guys that like it love it. And you don't normally get that option when you're working around the coast in the Australian maritime industry, of meeting the best scientists in the world. Wow. In their particular field. They want to do something really different. So they get to handle the ship and drive the ship in a way that you would never do in a tanker or a bulk carrier or something. So they, to be able to turn on a dime and hold it in position in all sorts of seas, because, the gear on the bottom's worth a lot of money, and they can't afford to make mistakes. So they have to be good ship handlers and really good people persons.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
So the crew and the science teams have made great friendships over the years.
I think that's a fantastic little tour. I think we'll leave it there, and I'll let you continue your workday or the tours with the public who are coming to visit.
My next one's in about 2 minutes, so
Alrighto.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Don McKenzie, who's the operations manager of the Southern Surveyor, the research vessel, which is just here off Stokes Hill Wharf. So where you might go and get your fish and chips and watch the sunset, you can also come down a little bit earlier and do a tour of this scientific research vessel between 9 and 3 Saturday and Sunday.